For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. My new day job has me out in the field more often than inside at a computer, and this time of year, that comes with low temperatures and plenty of wind. If you're spending any time outside, make sure you keep yourself warm. Being a wildlife photographer means sitting out in the cold a lot this time of year. Sometimes it's just simply cold. Other times it's cold, windy, and wet. Dealing with cold is tricky enough sometimes, but when you add in the wet and windy conditions, it can be downright difficult and possibly dangerous. On those mornings when I'm preparing to go look for coyotes, moose, waterfowl, or other critters that don't have the good sense to go south for the winter, I find myself dressing much the same way I would if I were hunting these animals. And it all starts with a good base layer. I have several sets of long underwear ranging from light insulation all the way up to polar. One thing all of them have in common is that they're all made from wicking material like polypropylene. The heavier insulation versions are a mix of polypropylene and merino wool. The wool is great because even if it gets wet, it keeps me warm. The next layers are the insulating layers. I tend to go with several layers so I can shed layers if it gets warm or add them if I start getting cold. If I find myself walking from one place to another, I'll take a layer or two off so I don't work up a sweat on the walk, then I put them back on when I get situated again so I keep that self-generated warmth trapped near my body. Again, these layers tend to be polypropylene and wool. The finer outer layer is a water and wind-resistant shell. I have a few different ones, but they're all either nylon or a treated cotton blend. I avoid cotton unless it's treated because cotton doesn't insulate if it gets wet. Stay warm out there and use those layers to regulate your temperature. It can mean the difference between warm and happy or cold and miserable. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.